New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. I just saw Dame Time just get in Campazzo's face after he, I don't know. They got entangled at mid-court when Dame Time was bringing a rock up the court and Campazzo fouled him and they got tangled up. And then Campazzo threw his forearm out, or it wasn't really an elbow. It was kind of a shove off with the forearm. And it caught Dame Time. And then Dame Time literally stopped with the ball. He got the whistle. And then he looked at Campazzo and he said, "Flush, I will F you up. Don't touch me. I will F you up." I mean, I saw him right out of his mouth. "You better not touch me again. I swear to God, I will F you up." And I was like, "What's up, Dame Time? Let's get a little action going here." Up in the Moda, they got it going. 29-26, Denver on a run, and another bucket from the Joker. 31-26 now. Nuggets up. Minute 40 left in the first. It's all evolving in the Pacific Northwest right now with the Nuggets and the Blazers. Melo on the floor. Dame Time on the floor. Your boy Covington and Canner, Simons. It's all happening. No CJ right now, but let's see what happens in this game. 31-26 right now. It should be good. And then as far as the Lakers goes, Phoenix with the lead. Carver High's got his eye on it. 39-38. Suns on top, 3:46 left in the second. And then the hockey game has been really good. 3-1 Nashville. Now Carolina gets the power play after a trip. And I saw the penalty, and it was definitely a penalty. And Predators argued, but it doesn't matter, to no avail. Canes on the power play for another minute and a half here. And down two goals, 7.5 minutes left in the second. And of course, the Predators have to win tonight or it's over. Carolina leads the series 3-2. So this is game six. If the Predators can win on home ice, they force game seven, 5 o'clock on Saturday in Raleigh in the afternoon, late afternoon, before the games that start at night, which would be game six of the Bell Center in Montreal between the Canadiens and the Leafs. And of course, game one between the Islanders and Bruins in Boston at the Garden, which should be an interesting series. We'll get Carver High's opinion on that in a second. But let's go back to the interview with Richard Schaefer for a second, Carver High, and get your opinion of nothing else. We got it all out about the Nonito Donaire fight, fair enough. And we got his opinion. He's very excited about the trilogy, Fury Wilder. And then I think the fight that I actually want to see is Pacquiao and Spence, because Pacquiao is still so dangerous. But I think Spence is lethal at his age. I mean, he is in his prime. And the goal, you got an 3-2. And the power play. You get a little top of your steak. You get a little shrimp and serve and turn a little Ajo special off the slap shot. You get a redirector from Ajo on a doorstep. We welcome our radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, near Tijuana, do you wanna? Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces, Hoorah, Soldier, Hoorah. It's Pharrell on the bench with Carver High, 844-843-6879. That's toll free to you, mister, 844-843-6879. So 3-2 now, we got a good one brewing at the Bridgestone in Smashville. So anyway, Carver High, your opinion of the John Jones marriage with Richard Schaefer and what you think he'll do for that guy. And I know you've said to me, he never fights. I guarantee he'll fight now.
Yeah, I agree with you in the fact that this is the smartest move that this dude could ever make. Like, all we've had now for years is, like I said, I don't think he fights very much. I think he's kind of getting into that McGregor mode where, you know, I fight once every year and a half or 2 years. Like, that ain't enough for you to be the best fighter in the world. Like, you got to fight more often than that. And he's had his problems in the past. Putting him with Richard, obviously, the credibility level just goes through the roof. And that's going to be enormous for him, getting more fights, getting more money, which is the most important thing, which is why he's working with Richard. Smart move by John Jones to get in bed with Richard Schaefer.
He's going to make him work. There's no way that kid is going to sign with him and then not go get in the octagon. I think you'll see, in my opinion, you'll see a deal with Dana White within reason. You know, after Nagano Lewis, I think you're going to see him step in there for the next big fight. And then I think that Dana and Richard will come to terms and see eye to eye. Like they said, they respect each other so much. And you heard Dana even publicly say it. There's no one I respect more than Richard Schaefer. So Richard respects him. They respect each other. I think they'll get a deal done. And I think that you'll see John Jones fight more now. I think he'll fight more than every 2 years. That's over. There's no way he's getting in bed with Richard Schaefer and sitting on the sidelines arguing with Dana White anymore about fighting. He's going to be in the octagon fighting twice a year automatic. I mean, that's just automatic. It's Pharrell on a bench. All right, Pharrell on a bench. So anyway, the other thing is we were talking about Fury and Wilder trilogy, the third fight, which will be July 24th at Allegiant in Vegas. That's where that fight's going to be. And obviously, so you know, Carver High, the deal. I'm like going on vacation that week. You know, I got all these people. You know the deal.
Yeah.
Pharrell, you take too many vacations in the fall and winter. You just lump them all in there at the same, you know, November and December and January. You just can't have it.
Right.
We just can't have it. It's unacceptable. I've been hearing that for years. Everybody always tells me when I can take my vacation. Like, why? Remember, what's his name? Your boy. What is it about? Why do you always leave in the winter?
Scott, like, why do you have to take 2 full months off at the end of the year? Like, can't you spread it out a little? I'm not doing this anymore.
What just about, please. Can't you take a summer vacation?
Why?
Like everybody else, like, Francesca takes off in the summer. What everyone does, why can't you just do like everyone? What is with these wintertime vacations?
You take the whole last 2 months of the year off.
I can't have it because I hate it here in New York City, freezing my ass off, snow, ice, slush, blowing wind, biting through your bones and just hell on earth. It's crappy 7 days a week, freezing your ass off. You're miserable, sliding off the road, digging out of your driveway, snow blowers. I hate this place. So I'm like, I'm out of here, bro. That's it. I don't want anything to do with this place in the winter. That's why I take them all in the winter. So anyway, this year, we can't have all these vacations. But I don't, what, it's just, why is it that you take them? Because everyone else is normal and you're not normal. And then I said, well, it's funny. I work every day of the year. You never have a problem. When they're, all these fat asses are on their vacations and I'm in there doing shows in the middle of summer when no one wants to be there, that stupid all-star baseball week and everything else, I'm in there working. You got nobody else ever working. And then I'm there working. You never seem to cry and complain then. Don't tell me what I run. Just you really starting to buy. Get out of my office. And then I'm like, listen, dude. This is when I do it. Get used to it. So then I come here, and these people, we can't have all these vacations, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I'm like, wait a minute. So, you know, it's so funny to me because, like, in the, it's so funny, like, the religious holidays, everybody gets their religious holidays, right? Everybody gets their religious holidays. Everybody. And then I want to take off at Christmas, and suddenly it's a problem. You know what I mean? Like, I've never, it's the funniest thing I've ever put up with in my life. And I'm just like, I don't care what you think. How's that sound? So this year I thought I'd be nice. And I took a vacation in the summer, which I never do. I never go anywhere in the summer. I really don't. And this year I'm going to go to, I'm going to go to Cali surfing and stuff. And I'm going to go in the summer for a week. And then go figure, it lands on the, it literally lands on the day before the Fury Wilder fight that I'm leaving. Right. So now I got to go. Now I got to go to the, I got to go to the fight. I mean, I got to go to the fight because they're going to obviously hire me to do the fight. And it's going to be important for Sports Grid. It's going to be important for our network, and it's going to be the biggest sporting event of the year. I mean, it really is. And so I don't believe that. I don't believe the third fight is, I just don't believe that it's something people want, but they're going to shove it down people's throats, whether they like it or not. Nobody wanted this fight ever. No one ever wanted to see it again. They wanted to see Fury and Joshua. That's it. And then they forced this fight on the public. They're forcing it on the public. So now that it's happening, and we know it's happening, we know where it's happening, we know when it's happening, they're going to cram it down your throats whether you like it or not. And sure enough, I work for the PBC and Showtime. I'm going to be at the fight. So that's that. So now I'm going to go out there, do the show, and then I'm going to jump over to Cali and, you know, hit the beach. So it is what it is. And it's just going to change my travel a little bit. I'm just going to go do the shows in Vegas, and I'll hook up with my family at the beach in Cali. And then hopefully in the days, you know, the Friday or whatever that I'm not with them, because I was going to go out Friday and go to Cali. Now I'll, you know, I'll go out Saturday or something like that. And hopefully 34C won't have an affair on me with some, you know, pilot or something. You never know. She might hook up with a pilot, the flying out to Cali. She might end up, you know, sleeping with a pilot. It could happen. You know, you get that 30,000 mile club. Anything's possible, Carver High. Anything is possible. Like there's opportunity everywhere. So I'm going to see if I, you know, I could end up going out there the next day. She might be gone. You never know.
Yeah. That's a
off with some young pilot.
That's a legit, anything can happen type of situation.
Anything can happen to me in Vegas. I could end up with five strippers in an orgy. It could happen. These things, you've seen it. You've seen the potential for bad behavior in Vegas. I've done everything bad in Vegas. You name it, I've done it. All felonies. I run the gamut. So anything's possible.
I know all about it.
I think we're going to go to, I think we're going to go to Vegas. And we're going to do the fight, and that'll be that. And then we're going to go back to Vegas, by the way, a month later. Did you know that? Because I think August 21st is Pacquiao Spence. So we're going to be out there July 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and then we're going to be back out there on the 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Now, is it
August?
Is it official that they're going to have the Wilder-Fury fight at Allegiant? Is that like yes. set in stone, or was that just a rumor? Is that happening?
Well, I talked to my friends in Vegas, and they all said it's a done deal. Allegiant Stadium is where they're having the fight. 40,000 they're going to let in there.
Oh yeah, because that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. Well, 40,000 at that place. And then maybe, you never know, they might have the strip club open by then in the end zone. You know, they're going to have a nightclub at the Allegiant. They might have this, you know, there might be a stripper pole action. You know, we could, you know, right from the fight into the club and we'd be good to go. Bottles, popping bottles up in the club, bottle full of blub. You got it all going. It's all happening right there at the football stadium. Strippers, blow, gambling, drinking, thinking, stinking, yelling, screaming, spitting, laughing, hurling, targeting. Haymaker, 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 haymaker. Well, that would have had but. So that'll be great. And then I don't know where the – I'm assuming maybe the Pacquiao-Spence fight will be at Allegiant. Maybe it'll be at T-Mobile. Maybe it'll be at the MGM Grand. Who knows? They still use that place for fights.
Yeah, I like the MGM Grand for fights because I've seen two fights there now. I saw Pacquiao with you. Pacquiao, and who did Pacquiao beat up the last time we saw him? Thurman.
So
Pacquiao, Thurman at MGM Grand, and Wilder Fury was at MGM Grand. Right. So they were both. I love that venue for boxing. I think it's great.
And it's all right there at the hotel, and it's all
dated.
Convenient.
It's been there a long time. It's dated. I understand why they want to have the bigger fights at T-Mobile, you know, like they did McGregor and Mayweather, but it is a great venue. You know, there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, there isn't. And they've had a million great fights there, so. And they know how to put it on. But either way, if you're at the T-Mobile, if the fight's at the T-Mobile, it's still an MGM event. It's still going to be everyone, the media, everyone will be at the MGM. And sometimes the fights get so huge, they put you at several of their properties. Like that McGregor Mayweather fight, there was people staying everywhere in Vegas. You were at the Luxor, and I was. It was awful. What a nightmare that was. All right, so it's going to be incredible that everything's, you know, it's strange because everything's kind of back to normal. Let's face facts. I mean, you look at these sporting events and like the Garden was, you know, that place was, it looked full to me. Barclays, a lot of people there.
The Barn.
The Barn packed. I mean, it's on. Like, I'm sure the Garden in Boston on Saturday will be fans. The only place there's no fans is Canada. And everywhere else, baseball, there's a lot of, like, what's weird is, like, there's a lot of them. Like, Globe Life is full. A lot of them are full, but I know the Yankees games aren't full.
Yeah, but the dates are coming up for a lot of these other places to go full. Like Fenway, I think, is next week, and PNC is July 1st for Pittsburgh. I know Kansas City, either Ty or Sarah from LTN was telling me Kansas City's going full capacity a week from now. So a bunch of stadiums are starting to get to that max level along with the Texas teams.
So I heard that, tomorrow is, unless I'm mistaken, is the 28th. It is. Strangely enough, that was my mother's birthday, the 28th, and my father's was June 2nd. So I always remember the May 28th and June 2nd were right back-to-back birthdays for mom and dad, who are both chilling in heaven, partying. They both passed away. I lost my mom when I was a kid, so all I know is tomorrow's her birthday. It is what it is. And tomorrow is, I believe, Carver High in certain places. Like, there's no more masks. Like, I believe tomorrow I can go work out at the gym. Like, as I work out every day, I train basketball. Right. I do everything. And I lift and swim and do all the stuff. And I don't have to wear a mask anymore tomorrow. Tomorrow there's no masks.
As long as your gym is that's they're going to allow that. Now, you're right. It's lifted throughout the state tomorrow, but the individual establishments can right, still.
But they told me that I don't have to wear it.
Okay, so if they told you, then there you go. So if the gym's going with it, then they're going with it. That's it.
So they went with it. They said to me on Saturday, I was playing ball, and the chick came in. There was a couple guys that had their mask down, and like 90% of us had our mask on, and a couple guys had them down, and she came in and said, masks on, and the 28th, you don't have to wear a mask anymore in here. And that right when I heard that from the head chick, I knew that you don't have to wear a mask anymore on the 28th. So right. Tomorrow. And the funny thing is Memorial Day weekend, which is this big, huge party weekend for everybody. People travel. They go to the airports.
Well, at least up here, the weather's going to suck.
The weather here is going to be absolute ass. It's going to be like 50 degrees all weekend and raining. Literally the entire weekend through Monday. I mean, they're trying to sell us the sun might poke out Monday for a couple hours. Like, screw you. You know what I mean? Like, don't tell me it's going to poke out for an hour or two after raining like Noah's Ark since Friday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday here is hell on earth, as usual. Now, do I not call it like I see it? I mean, New York City is it is really the rectum of the world. It really is. I lived in California. I lived in Southern California. I lived in Huntington Beach. I lived in Miami. And then I grew up in Pittsburgh my whole life. And then New York, I've lived here for 20 some years. And I have never been around worse weather in my life than Pittsburgh and New York. I mean, it is just, it's hell on earth. You can't even argue it, Carver High. I know how much you love New York, and that's great, but you can't love the weather here. It sucks. It's always awful. It's even awful when it's nice. It's even awful when it's nice.
Nah,
like when it's nice, the only month of the year it's nice here, in my opinion, at all, and tolerable, is September when it's like Indian summer and it's 80 degrees every day and sunny.
October's my favorite month.
Well, yeah, September and October are great.
I don't like 80. I like 60 to 75. Bang. Right in that zone. That's where I want to go.
Fair enough, but typically
weather sucks.
September and October are the best. Like that's when it's 70 and awesome and beautiful and sunny, and you get all that high pressure and it's just nice. But the rest of the year, like June, July, August, I mean, in the summer here, it's 100 degrees with 100% humidity. I mean, it is like it's Vietnam. And then we have thunderstorms and lightning and tornadoes. And I mean, you name it, we get it. Like just pelting, like hail, everything. And then the rest of the year, it's pouring down rain or snowing. When is it nice here ever besides September and October? And October, I'm not even going to give you because it rains in October. Trust me, it rains at Halloween around here.
The weather's a major, major issue. I think it's a major issue everywhere. I've told you this a couple times. Like I'm like this global warming stuff. Like you know,
you're done.
I mean, it's happening. I mean, none of us are gonna be around. Like when it really goes down,
right? We're all gonna die.
This is all going on.
So
I mean,
do you think do you think I'm crazy when I tell you like this weekend, for example, everyone's talking about their big plans. You know what your plans are here? You have no plans here.
Yeah.
Your plans are
an umbrella. Your plan's an umbrella. That's your plan.
My plans are just to play basketball because I'm going to play basketball inside and I don't care about the weather because I already know it sucks here every day. Like it was beautiful today. Of course it was beautiful today on effing Thursday before the holiday weekend. So Thursday it's gorgeous. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday it sucks. Every year it's just automatic. And then people are like, my wife said to me, are you working? I'm like, of course I'm working. Of course I'm working. Why would I take off when it's crappy here always? Like to, July 4th. What is it? 110 degrees with 100% humidity. Everybody smells. Oh, my God. Do you remember we used to go down there into the village and do the show? And like Halloween, they have that Halloween party. And it's like body odor city.
The worst. And you come out at night and you got – because when we were down there –
July 4th or whatever it is.
Yeah, but you mentioned that Halloween parade. Like, we were so close to where that thing went down. Like, you'd come out at 2 a.m. and, like, there'd be, like, people laying on your car because they were passed out from drinking the whole night. Like, it's just, you got some dude dressed as Fred Flintstone passed out on your trunk. He's got just, you know, it's just a real,
what a
real
crack
bad
pipe.
Scene. Yeah,
what
it's
a
such
crack
a bad
pipe.
Scene. Oh.
We've seen everything. Do you remember when we worked down there and there was like, do you remember the Social Security building or whatever was there and, like, somebody went in there with
passport
a shotgun?
Building. Yeah, the passport building.
Didn't somebody go in there with a sawed-off shotgun shooting people?
Yes, that did happen. Oh, they had to close the whole block down.
Do you remember when they used to have parties at that, like, car dealer, like, on the corner where they'd have all the hookers and the playmates and all that? They'd have the windows open and the fancy car party, and then they'd shut down the entire neighborhood for it.
You couldn't park. You couldn't do anything.
Never. How about when they did movies and they filmed movies down there? We couldn't park there for a month.
They had a lot of issues down there.
Oh, my God. I hate it. I hated that neighborhood. I think the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life is that I don't go there anymore. I mean, honestly, going to that neighborhood, I used to, like, oh, my God. And how about, like, I used to go to the Barclay Center from there. Like, I would park there, and I would get on a train and go to games at the Barclays from there. I would park there because right after 7 is free or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Because if you park in the city ever at any point ever during the day now, it's like sending your kid to college. Honestly, if you park in the daytime in Midtown Manhattan.
1 hour, $7. 1 hour. It's just.
1 hour, $7. What are you talking about? How about $125 for a couple hours?
That's in a garage.
I'm talking about in a garage in Midtown anywhere. You're spending $80 to $100.
That's $80 to $100, no doubt. You get the ones on the street. It used to be $250 or $350. It's up to like $7 now to park an hour on the street, and you got to get in all quarters or put your card in. Like it's just.
But you can't even get a parking spot where, like, you'd be looking for a meter for a month. You can't just pull into a metered spot and pay the credit card and pay the $7 an hour. You'd be looking for a meter for a month. You'd be driving around in circles. Yeah. Honestly, that whole block, that whole neighborhood, you can't find a parking spot for days on end. You know that. It was hell on earth. Look at him working on Chris Paul on the bench. Like
what is he doing out there? He looked like
he's going to have to pull his arm off.
What is he doing? Like, I get he's trying to be a hero. This
Willis
dude isn't
Reed.
He is not fit to play. And all he's doing being out on the court is it's just making it worse. Like, honestly.
I think he's hurting them.
Yeah. Nice pace in this game, by the way. 49-40 in the third quarter. Quite the pace.
Can you even describe to me what has happened in that game that it's 49-40 Lakers in the start of the second half? How in God's name have they only scored that many points? What is going on there? Well, Chris Paul does have 7 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists in 21 minutes. He's not that bad. He's got the ball now. I have to actually watch him to see if he's suffering. Like, if he can't shoot or, you know what I mean, can't produce. He seems like he's getting the ball around everybody for the minute I've been watching him.
He threw up a big brick before.
Really? So the other game is Nuggets 64-55. They lead the Blazers right before the half, 30 seconds left before the half. And then the Bucks blew out the Heat. The Heat are down 3 now. They're toast. All right, Pharrell on the bench. So, 10-point Laker lead, 7 left in the third. I'm watching, and I have not really, I'll be honest with you, I haven't noticed any real problems with CP3 because he's not, like, since I've watched, he hasn't shot or anything. He's just bringing the ball up to court and then making that first pass, the initial pass, their offense. You know, he's, like, bringing it up, throwing it to somebody, and then they go for it. It's like, they got a real simple offense set now. It's one pass shot or get it into Ayton and let him do some damage. But he has to take on, you know, Davis and Drummond and LeBron. I mean, it's like he got his work cut out for him against this team because they're so big, right? And he's big too, but he's got to take on all of them. And to me, LeBron plays like he's 7 foot. He really does. You know, he's such a monster. But, like, I'm sitting there looking right now at the floor, and you got Drummond and Davis out there and LeBron James. It's like taking on a three-headed monster. like, you know, with size and physicality, shot blocking, blocking out, rebounding. You're not getting second and third chances ever. You're getting one shot. That's it. At scoring. And then somebody's going to either swat you or get that rebound. It's as simple as that. But like today on Coast to Coast, you know, I came out with the Lakers. I just said, I just can't believe that they would win this game with that guy all banged up and injured. And because he's the straw that stirs it. And if he's not 100%, I think it drastically affects the Phoenix Suns. Don't you, Carver High? Like it, if he's not 100% and he's out there playing at 60% or something, I think it's like having three wheels on a car.
It's so true. He makes so much of a difference for why they got to where they are this year. That for him to be going at 65% or whatever it is, less than 100, it just isn't the same. It just isn't. You know,
I saw him shoot a brick too. He went in and
tried to get fouled. He shot a couple bricks tonight.
Oh, and they're partying too, the Lakers. LeBron's having some kind of dance ritual on the sideline right now. They're all dancing. They're having some kind of like bonfire of the vanities. It's all happening. I don't know what's going on there. Some kind of Indian dance or something. What was that?
I don't know.
That was like some kind of rain dance or something.
They got in a little circle and they had something choreographed. They had something ready to go.
I mean, they had it all going there. It was pretty impressive. That was like a hookah dance, like a New Zealand, like hookah dance. You ever seen those guys like the Polynesians when they get the football game going and the whole team like pounds on their thighs and does the hoo, 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 hoo,
yeah.
Hoo. Hoo, hoo, hoo. They get it all going. That's what it reminded me of there.
Like so, all nations rugby. New Zealand team comes out and they do the whole, like you said, they do the whole deal.
Blazers down 5 at the half. Nuggets up. Let me just look at the productivity there and see who's doing the damage. Of course, the Joker was 16. Porter Jr.'s got 11. Nobody else really doing anything. And then 20 for Dame time, 14 for CJ McCollum, 11 for Powell, Nurkic 7 points, 6 boards, 6 dimes. So there you go. Your big guy's got 6 points, or he's got 7 points, 6 and 6 to go with it. That's not good enough when the other guy's got 16, and the Joker's dealing on Nurkic is what that says to me. And they're shooting, the Nuggets are shooting 53%, and the Blazers are shooting 47%, 29 from downtown. How about this? The Nuggets are shooting 60% from three. They've nailed 12 of 20 from downtown. And here's how they've done it. This is why they're winning the game. It's obvious to me. Gordon's hit one, Porter's hit two, Joker's hit two, Campazzo's hit one, Rivers hit one, Millsap hit one, Green hit two, Morris hit one, and Howard hit one. Everyone on the team has a three. They're 12 of 20. That's why they're winning the game. They're hitting three. They're hitting their outside shots. They're knocking them down. There you go. Oh, here we go. So 17 minutes left. Is that about right in Smashville?
No, 7 minutes left. It says here 6:58, I got. And Carolina's going to the power play.
Wow, I don't even know what's happening here. Yeah, no, you're tripping. It's 16. I'm right. It's 16 minutes left in the game.
The NBC clock is off then because I'm staring right at it. So they've done an awful job here, NBC.
Well, I blame them because there's 16 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, they just took it down on me. So I'm so far behind you. They just took it down to fix it.
Oh, they just fanned on an open net. The Carolina had an open net and fanned on the doorstep. The guy swung and missed the puck. I mean, literally an open net, no one there at all. Goalie standing off to the side making a martini. Had no chance to stop this goal, and they missed it. That power play goal. The guy was standing all by himself in front on the doorstep, and all he had to do was hit it in, and he swung and missed. I mean, it was the worst miss ever. The game should be 3-3 right now. No questions asked. I got to keep my eyes on this power play. This is a big moment in the game. 15 and a half minutes left. 3-2 Nashville. They're down 3-2 in the series. If they can win game six, they force game seven, 5 o'clock on Saturday on NBC in Raleigh. I'm guessing that'll be an NBC game, a network game at 5 o'clock, right?
I just saw the schedule. That game is going to be on NBCSN. That'll be on NBCSN. Right.
And what'll be on at 7 o'clock? Will it be? Let me just see this. So the Canadians Leafs game will be on. Believe it or not, like there's no way they're having NBCSN. That game on CBS Sports Network.
ESPN has that wrong. I saw that before. I saw NBC just put the schedule on the screen. NBCSN for Carolina Nashville. NBCSN for Toronto, Montreal, and then NBC, big NBC, for right. Islanders, Bruins at 8.
Yeah, CBS has no rights to hockey.
No.
They wouldn't show it on there. They would have shown it on CNBC.
I just saw your man miss that open net you were talking about before. Oh, how do you miss that?
That guy should be sent to the minors for missing that. That was the easiest goal ever. It was 88, missed it. I don't know who that is. I don't follow the Canes that closely. You got to be a badass, though, if you're number 88, though, don't you?
Usually.
I think that's a pretty badass number to have. If you're rocking an 88, you're like, you're not far off of 99, the great one. So you think he'll be boring on TNT? Is that you said that on Coast to Coast? $3 million a year to put people to sleep.
Yeah, and I get it. You're going for a name. I understand that part of it.
What a deal for him.
I don't know. I don't understand it. Like they've done.
They should have hired Jeremy Roenick. He was entertaining.
They've done such a good job with basketball, right? Getting the right people in there, getting personalities, whether you like them or not. Barkley, Shaq, Kenny. Like they've gotten a good mix of personalities.
Right.
And I get it. Hockey, you don't have as many. You know, there's not as many guys like that in hockey. But there are a couple. You just got to find them. And I know Wayne is the biggest name that you could find, but he's not the biggest personality you can find. And I just nervous that that's going to be like paint drying. I mean, that's just going to be tough.
They just stoned Stahl in front. Stahl just had a chance to tie the game on a backhander and saw. Stopped him. Let me ask you this seriously, in all seriousness. I think that the NHL Network and the NBC people that they have on are so boring. I mean, the studio people are so, I don't care what anybody says. Jones, Sharp, all of them are, I mean, they're like Ambien. And the Anson Carter, Ambien. I don't care what anybody says. The guy that did the game with Brendan Burke tonight, your boy, the guy that you know, I forget his name.
Brian Boucher.
No, it wasn't Boucher. It was the other guy, Howard, or whatever his name is. He used to play with the Leafs and Canadians. He was a player. Damian Howard, is that his name?
Dominic Moore?
Dominic Moore, that's it.
Yeah, Dominic Moore.
Howard. Damian Howard. He's so awful, I don't know his name.
Dominic Moore.
What did I call him? Damian? What did I just call him?
And they had your guy Babcock in the studio tonight, too.
Oh, he's another one.
He's tough to take, too.
Oh, my God. What did I call the guy? Damian Howard?
Damian Howard.
What's his real name? Dominic Moore. I called him Damian Howard. That's awesome. So anyway, they're all awful, and I mean it. And then the other thing is you know, I love Weeksy. I'm friends with Weeksy. I like him too much to say anything bad about anybody that I like. But honestly, the other ones I don't even know. So here's the deal. You can't tell me that Roenick wasn't the best and they are all scared to death of him now because he hit on Catherine Tappan. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
And he didn't actually hit on her, which is,
no.
You know, he
said,
he made
like,
a comment.
What?
Well, him and his wife and Catherine Tappan and her husband were like going on vacations together. Like it wasn't a situation where he hit on her, and he made a comment about how good she looked at the pool when they were on vacation or something. So
and they fired him, ruined his life. Like, yes. Are you kidding me? Like, how many times do I honestly talk about hot chicks? I mean, I love hot chicks. That's it. Hot women. I don't care what you think. And I really don't. Like, so they should get rid of me today. Because I'm not going to stop. That is such BS. Because I've never met a woman in my life that didn't want to look good. I never met one that didn't care how they looked. And especially when they go out or when they go on vacation or when they go on and when they go to the pool. Trust me, they care. And then he says she looks great at the pool. Like, are you kidding me? And they ruin his life over that. To me, it's ridiculous. And I got to tell you, I think they should bring him back on TNT and put him on because he's no different than that fat ass Charles Barkley with his big ass mouth. That guy says whatever he wants and gets away with it. He said yesterday that the players should go into the stands and beat the crap out of fans. And then they let him say it. He can say whatever he wants. He can say whatever he wants and gets away with it. Roenick says a chick looks good and they fire him.
And there was a little bit more to it. But that was
Milbury. What Milbury did with the woman making fun of women that don't know anything about hockey, that was different. That was different. Yes. But do you think that Jeremy Roenick has served enough, NBC prison time to get a job on Turner?
I think.
Or will they stay away from him like a 10-foot pole?
I think that he will eventually get a job again.
I think it's BS. I love Roenick.
You know who they should put on? You've got ESPN and you've got Turner. Does it go? You can't split next year.
Well, you know who they should put on is they should put on the pisser, our boy Bissonette. He's another one that's crazy. He'd get him sued, though. He's awesome. He owes me an appearance on Coast to Coast, too. I've always wondered what that guy says. Is he saying he wants to feel his butterfinger up? What does that guy say? Do you have any idea what that guy says? I just want to feel my butterfinger. Carver, I won't even answer me. He's just done.
I don't know either.
But you know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to feel my butterfinger. That's what I hear. That's like not knowing the words to the like Led Zeppelin song your whole life and you sing it wrong, or AC/DC and you sing it wrong. And people are like, that's not what the verse is. Like, yeah, it is. And you're singing it wrong. And everybody's like, yo, bro, that's not the words. Anyway, I just wanted to say all the announcers in the league are homerized milquetoast and they knob on the teams that they call the games for. And there's nothing worse in sports than the homerized milquetoast homer call from the local homer, announcer. Honestly, it's the worst. It's the worst. I've never respected it my whole life. I've been like, yo, bro, you're like a porno over here for that team. Excited for one side and give nothing for the other. I always call it a game exciting both ends, both teams. Make the game exciting for everybody, for every game, every play that's called. You know, you see a lot of it in the NFL where the guys will call, like the national guys will call the game exciting for both sides. You just call the game great.
Yeah.
And that's the way I did hockey. These hockey announcers all knob for the team they work for. I mean, they just knob. It's like a porno. And I just can't take it. I mean, they're awful. And I'm telling you, Forslund and Pierre Maguire, honestly, they're like, I mean, oh, God, I just can't stand them, either one of them. Tell them I said so, too, right to their face, I'll say it. Anyway. Great job Sosa's doing in net. He's stopping everything right now. It's still 3-2 Predators. And then the Lakers are up 71-59 and the Nuggets 75-66 on the Blazers. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 on Coast to Coast. Peace.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.